Everybody wants to make more money, but few people try to improve their skill, their selling skill, and also few people try to send more traffic to their personal website. And the personal website is the new store. In the same way that we used to rent stores in physical places, in main avenues or in popular malls, now you can just run a website that will send more people than a real life store. And I will say that also real life spaces are overrated. Now people are walking, checking their cell phone. So you can be in front of a popular store and you're not going to pay attention because people are glued to their screen. So the virtual world is the new marketplace. We need to win there. Taking people from the social media to your personal website is a whole art, especially if you don't want to spend money. And that is going to be today's episode. How to send people traffic without spending a single dollar or so. Before starting, I want to say thanks to the sponsor, inglesparacholos.com. If you want to receive the wisdom directly from me, you can go to the website. And also, here goes my WhatsApp, +51 9890 23 986. The first tip is that you don't want to ask people directly to buy your product. That is a big problem that I see people doing in all the social media platforms. They put the product with the price, hey, buy my shit. That's not how social media works. You want to always have little ask. And the first ask that I would suggest that you can apply is try to take people out from the classic social media and try to send them to your own platforms or at least places where you don't rely on algorithms. My favorite one is WhatsApp channels. WhatsApp channels, I believe, is one of the best options that you have now in the market. Many people are still using WhatsApp groups. But the problem with WhatsApp groups is that first, everybody can speak and that makes a lot of noise, unnecessary noise. And second is that sometimes you can disable other people to speak, but in that case, it's better to create a WhatsApp channel. The WhatsApp channel is unlimited. A WhatsApp group has only 267 spaces for people. So you want a WhatsApp channel over a WhatsApp group. Some people are trying to create Telegram's groups that can allow you for more people. But at least here in Peru and in many countries here in Latin America, WhatsApp is more popular. So you want to have the attention in the platforms that people understand better. That's the first one. The other one is podcasts like this one, podcasts on Spotify or podcasts on Google Podcasts. Why? You want people to follow every day. So every day people here in this podcast, more or less 400 people connect every month. And I can tell you, 400 people every day on this podcast send me more customers to my website than my YouTube channel that can have like 10,000 views per video. So the podcast is also a strong lead generator. If you want to start, and by the way, I can be naked now. I don't need to wear clothes. Just talk about something that people want to understand. A newsletter is also an interesting way to gain a views on your website. You just need to talk about something that people are interested in. And maybe so far you're asking yourself, why I need to bother doing all this shit? Why I need to bother creating the WhatsApp channel, the podcast, or the newsletter? And reality is that there is, as you know, the opportunities appear when something is broken in the market. And what is broken in the market now is the news, las noticias. If you go to TV, who is watching the news on TV? Nobody. Even the old people that turn on the TV, they don't watch the news. They are scrolling their cell phone. So the world is in the cell phone. You want to talk about something and try to have different angles about that. For example, in my case, everything that I talk is about self-development, fitness, business, how to get laid, how to get women, and all those stuff. If I want to know about conspiracy theories, I open the channel of El Chombo or the channel of Redacted. So always, now we have places where we go for a special kind of news. And you want to become that. Would be better if you can start talking about things that are inside your market, or you can talk about things that attract people that have the characteristics or the segmentation that is in your market. So that is the first one. Create content and send people out of algorithms. The second one is collabs. And when we talk about collaborations, we believe that we are talking about YouTubers collaborating with other YouTubers. And yes, that is kind of an advanced way to do it. But we can start as simple as gathering with our friends from the university in real life and taking a picture. Here is a little caveat. Let's say that I remember, for example, last time was the party of my friend Renzo Minchola from the university. So if you gather with your people from university, sometimes you will have people from university and people from other places, maybe his friends from school. At the end of the reunion, they always say, oh, let's have a picture. Vamos a tener una foto. Okay, you're going to have a picture, but here's the trick. You want to have also a picture with less people, but with the people that is in your group. For example, if you have a picture with 30 people, now let's have a picture with just 3 or 4 people that are the most influential of that party and upload that picture to your social media and tell them to upload the picture or just allow them to upload the picture to their social media. If people see you many times in different profiles, they are going to add you. And you know how I know that? Because when you see a hot woman in a party, in a picture, you follow her. If you see a person that is offering a service that you want in a friend's profile, you will follow him. So you want your face on many profiles, as many profiles as possible. That is the first one. The second one is just tell other people that are selling things. We all have a friend that is selling something to promote your product, and you can promote his product. So, show this picture and I will show this picture. That is another way of collab. The other one is paid samples. Imagine that you are selling, for example, the fat burners that I have. I'm selling the fat burners in 60 soles. Let's say that my cost of the fat burner was 40 soles. So I can tell the person, for every fat burner that you sell in your profile, I can give you 20 soles. Why you are going to give all your margin? Because if you have a product that is going to be sell in a repetitive way, in a recurrent way, you can give the first almost for free, and then the second, the third, and the followings are going to be your profit. So basically, you are paying just 20 soles for acquiring new customers. That is another way. And the last one is also real life. We all have stores that are close to our house that sell similar things. You don't need to talk with the owner of the store. You just need to talk with the seller, con el vendedor. Many times, the seller that is in a little mini market, in a little bodega, maybe in a natural supplements store, una tienda naturista, the person that is in the front desk, they just have a salary. So if you give flyers to this person and tell this person that they are going to gain a commission for every product that they can sell, they are going to be happy to do it. Collabs is an interesting way to gain followers and also to gain customers. Remember, all the popular singers that you can imagine, Bad Bunny, all the popular artists, they always do collabs. They do things, they do songs with another singer, or they do movies with another artist, or even they start relationship with popular people just to do the collaboration so that they can join markets together. The next one is Google. Google also is a powerful tool, and you don't need to pay money on Google Ads. You can just type keywords and check which are the top 5 websites that appear there. And you can do 2 things. You can contact this business to ask if they can rent you a space in their website, or you can support this business and work with them. We don't need to reinvent the wheel. Many times when we talk about business, we believe that we are the ones that need to run the business. We can also support other business and gain a commission. And one method that I cannot forget here to mention is you can work with your favorite influencers. If you follow a YouTube channel or a podcast, there is a chance that a lot of people similar to you are following this podcast or YouTube channel. So you can just send a gift, un regalo, to this person. There is a high chance that if the person likes the gift, they are going to promote your website. For example, I have a friend. I recorded a video of how shaving my balls improved my life. And a man just texted me on my WhatsApp saying that he has a big stock of ball shavers machine and he wants me to sell his stock. So maybe he's going to send me one free sample today and I'm going to review that. I'm going to test first, of course. And if the thing is good, I can promote it. So getting referrals from your favorite podcaster or your favorite YouTuber is also a good option. We're going to mention 2 extra here, and is learn how to document your life. Now with Reels on Instagram, now with TikToks, with Shorts on YouTube, virality is a thing. But what happened is that many people are trying to do fake videos. If you check, for example, people see a popular TikTok video and they just mimic the video but with their face. And that is not that interesting. Even though you can get some virality in that way, it's not something that looks genuine. You want to create content that looks real and content that share your life, especially if you can make your life look interesting. Your life doesn't need to be like a superstar life, but you just need to understand how to document it. Doing crazy stuff always help. For example, if you have if I have an algona, I upload a video with an algona that creates virality. I have my nose surgery, I upload a video about that because it was funny. Maybe you are asking, why sharing this random content is going to send me more people to my website? Because people are talking about you all the time. You want that thing. You want people to talk about you because from that to become customers, there is not like a big gap. It's easy to shorten that gap if you know how to do it. Also, show your experiences. Many people don't have a life. Here is the, as we will say, the elephant in the room. Reality is that people don't have a real life. Now everything is virtual. I was listening to a podcast of Mark Monson, The Subtle Art of Not Giving a Fuck. He's the author. He was saying this, that now social media has created like a dopamine inequality. And what does it mean? Is that before, if you meet a new person, you will take the time to try to know the person. Maybe a small talk of 3 minutes or 5 minutes, and try to check what are the common interests, and maybe we have something, we study in the same school, we like the same thing. But nowadays with social media, nobody wants to do that. Why spending 5 minutes trying to figure it out if you like the other person, if you can just go to your feed and check a video that is funny? So that is isolating the people. Also, what is isolating the people is that people are not looking who is around them. So that is also making the people each time, you know, like a horse. They are closing, they don't see who is their neighbor. They know more about their favorite influencer than the person that lives next to them. And the last thing that also is scary is that algorithms allow you to meet people or influencers that are more or less like you. So now we don't have the capacity to meet people that have different politics interests or people with different characteristics. And that is also a huge problem. Just to wrap this podcast, I believe that Facebook and Instagram ads are still the best option. Even though you can run all these parallel ways, Instagram and Facebook ads are the cheapest way to acquire customers. But there are two things that we need to remember. First, we need to have a good product. Most of the people have a shitty products, and most of the people have shitty ads. Especially here in Latin America, the ads are terrible. Everybody is just buy my shit. No. We don't have to do that. Let's go with the product. Is your product something that you will buy it? That's the first question. I will never sell something that I don't buy. My Babilonio, I take my Babilonio. My Collageno, I take my Collageno. My system of Inglés para Cholos, every task, cada tarea that I leave to my people is something that I do in a regular basis. So always sell the thing that you consume. If I do a podcast, after recording this podcast, I listen to my podcast to have feedback. So always consume what you sell will allow you to have feedback and improve your product. And talking about the ads, let's remember that if we are going to run ads on Instagram or Facebook, has to be something that get the attention of the people. So how can you have this pattern interruption? How can you get this strong hook? It's like all the people, all the businesses are targeting the customers that are looking for the product. But you can also target the people that has the behavior of the people that will look for the product. Let me go. This is going to be like a big thing. So I hope you enjoy this tip. Let's say that I want to sell supplements. Most of the supplements store, they target people looking for protein, people looking for fat burners. You know what do I do? I target how the potential customer looks like. I know that is maybe a man between 22 years and 40 years old. Maybe they already join a gym or they are looking for a gym. Interesting. You know? So if they are looking for a gym or they are looking for how to get a six pack, they are going to need a supplement in the future. So that is also my market. What similar products they are looking for? So you can forecast that in the future they are going to need your product, and you can target them before the competitors doing with a lower price. I can tell you, most of my ads, the most expensive ad that I have now is 5 cents of sol, no dollar, 5 cents of sol. So for every 10 soles that I'm, no, let's put it like this. For every one sol that I'm investing, I'm sending 20 people to my website. And from every 10 soles, I'm sending 200 people. Just imagine, for 10 soles, I have 200 people going to my website with the most expensive ad that I have. I have some ads that are 1 cent. So you want as many people to your website as possible. And once that they go to your website, you need to know how to close the sale. Closing the sale is important. So remember, your website has to be just one page. Don't do many pages. Who we are, quiénes somos, misión, visión. That is bullshit. The first thing, show what do you offer, why you are different than the competition, and what are the benefits that they gain only with you, and what is that strong feature that you only have. For example, on josebalta.com is I include you the training program and also the diet. Nobody do that thing. I do it like an extra service included in the value. And in Ingles para Cholos, I focus in conversation. So what is the strongest feature that you have? That is the thing that has to go on top of your website. And always put a button that allows the people to contact you directly. Because sometimes people want to pay, but they want to ask a little question or something before. So put your WhatsApp very big there. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, the key is sending as many people as possible to your website. Remember to spread the word. Tell the people to go to Uncle Balta on Spotify. And remember, if you want to work directly with me, you can send me a WhatsApp to my personal number, +51 9890 23986.